One, two, three.
Welcome to Security Guy Radio at As Is 2016 in not so lovely Orlando, Florida. A little sweaty out here for me, but welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Thank you. My name is Kirill Sokolinsky. I am the Director of Hardware Solutions for Smart Cities and Public Safety.
For Hitachi.
For Hitachi Insight Group. So Hitachi Insight Group is was developed specifically for IoT, Internet of Things.
Okay.
And we're under that division focusing on smart cities and public safety.
Now, I'll tell you a funny story. I have a Hitachi grinder. I happened to buy it because it looks like it was a good value and a price. It is the best power, I'm not exaggerating, the best power tool, and I have every one of them, that I've ever owned. You guys make really good stuff. Good quality.
We do. And it's interesting, you know, when we were first acquired by Hitachi to run the public safety division, we found out that Hitachi dabbles in all kinds of products. And every product that I've seen out there has an amazing quality.
Absolute consistency. And smart cities is the big thing right now. Internet of Things is the big thing. I'm extremely worried that somebody's going to go into my refrigerator and get into my network and hack all my shows, although I'd be grateful if they actually did that and listened to them. That'd be great. So tell us what Hitachi's doing to work on the smart cities piece. You're going to do me a demo here on your VMS platform, video management platform. So important nowadays, video management, because we have too much data and there's too much to look at. Back in the day at Fox, I had 200 cameras and, you know, 50 Burl tape decks, and you had to rewind the tapes, and that was hard enough. And now people think it's easier. Not really. It's not that much easier with the digital if you don't have the right tools, and it looks like you got the right tool here.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to bridge the gap between security managers and IT managers, right? So we're basically taking an IT approach to physical security environments. And basically what we developed here is a converged infrastructure for video surveillance systems and for managing big video. We actually say big video because that's what we're doing, right? So we have, you know, hundreds, thousands of cameras all recording onto this little device over here.
Cool.
But basically what we did is we took IT best practices, and this is what we've developed. So converged infrastructure is pretty simple. So you have compute over here, and then you have centralized storage, which is the bottom part. This is a fiber channel solution, so our compute is connected via fiber channel.
Okay.
And everything is running in a virtualized environment. So if we look over here in this diagram, we see the same compute and storage. And storage is carved out in a very specific way to manage large video data.
Right.
So basically you have your camera ingest, your video management systems, or your monitoring solutions, or your other applications running, you know, analytics and things like that.
Right.
They're basically sitting over here. But your storage is where all your data resides. Nothing resides on the compute layer, where you just use that for CPU.
Now, this is an actual user interface that I'd be looking at if I'm the end user.
No, so this is kind of like a logical diagram.
Okay.
The user interface is actually great because it's VMware. Everybody knows VMware. Everybody
right.
Understands virtualized environments. So we're going to make things simple to deploy.
Oh, good.
And we're going to make things simple to manage as well. But one of the really cool things that we offer is, so if we look at our disk drives over here, and I'm going to remove the lid. As you can see, we offer very dense disk solutions. So this is 60 disks, 6 terabyte drives.
Wow.
In a 4U chassis. And we tier, right? So our other disk tray, which basically handles your operating system drives. So these are your C drives for your applications, right? So if you take a look at like a video management system, you have recorders, you have management servers, things like that. So the VMDK drives, the C drives, reside over here, while this really becomes the first tier of storage, the first tier of video storage and things like that. So we do some really cool things like tiering and contiguous offloading from, you know, faster disks to your more inexpensive, larger
Now, back in the day, when we at the studios, we were one of the few people that could afford a digital tape deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had four cameras on it.
Yep.
And you could store stuff for a week, and it cost about $25,000. It was crazy, right? Now it's really affordable, almost. It's really almost becoming the standard, and it's affordable. But what are people doing? What are your clients doing on the storage? I said if I could save it for 10 years, I would. It was cost prohibitive. That's becoming more doable. What's an average time most clients say, I want to store my data?
Great question. So even though the time retention is different, so for instance, some it depends city by city or mandate by mandate, right? So for instance, a certain city may only save for 14 days of retention. Some cities may save for 30 days of retention.
Really? That doesn't seem like a lot of time to me.
It doesn't, but think about it. Your camera resolution keeps growing every year.
Yeah.
So right now we're seeing, 4K cameras, which are 8 megapixel.
Right.
So you really, really need storage. And if you think about it, networks are growing, right? So you're going away from the 1 gig backbones, and now the standard is about 10, and soon the standard is going to be 40. So everything's increasing in size. Even though you're only recording for 14 days or 30 days, the resolution increases.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. To me, that's kind of like going backwards in a way, because I'd rather have a low-resolution camera that shows a crime that was 2 years ago than a 7K that I don't have. Right?
Sure, sure.
But it's a balance and a trade-off, I suppose. Of course, back in the day, the cameras we had were such low resolution that it was kind of useless in a way anyway. Oh, there's a picture of a guy stealing my camera. Yeah, I know. My camera's missing. But we can't identify him. Now, with the high resolution, of course, we can. Now, let's talk about the police connection to this kind of stuff, because there's a lot of applications for police in this, obviously. How does this interface handle the evidence portion of it? Do you have any different user interfaces for that? Because it's one thing to record my cameras at the studio and send it off to HR and so on, but evidence has a higher standard.
Yes, I can only speak to the fact that Hitachi is working on digital evidence management that's going to be tightly integrated into the
BMP. Oh, good,
BMP.
Okay. Absolutely. Specific to the kind of the police evidence piece.
Absolutely, chain of custody, things like that.
So. Now, for smart cities, who are your clients? Who buys this? Who are the decision makers? In a corporation, it's kind of an easy one. It's like it's the CISO probably starts there driving the initiative, or the director of security or somebody brings it upstairs and says, hey, we need this kind of stuff. But in a smart city, I'm not really sure who that is.
So we don't like to say that we are a vertical. We're actually horizontal, and we play in every single or in every different industries. So we play in healthcare, banking, so financial, right? We play in casinos, obviously cities, which is an easy one,
right?
Governments. So we're not really a vertical. Public safety isn't really a vertical for us. It's more of a horizontal.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about those verticals. Are decision makers, are these things being driven by the decision makers at the top now, or are people in the middle saying, you know what, we got to come of age, we got to buy into this digital stuff, we got to jump in? Because what I find is people at the higher levels, they're my age, I got a lot of white hair, and I happen to have a computer in 84. I grew up with computers, but my contemporaries, not so much.
Yeah.
Right? And so they know they should understand it. They want to understand it, but we just miss that gap. And so they tend to delegate that down to it to help them make a decision. Are you finding this barrier is shrinking, and now we're getting people at the higher level saying, okay, I want to participate directly making decisions, and I know I have to do it, and I want to do it? Because it seems, it seems daunting to people to look at this. They don't understand computers to say, wow, look at all those terabytes. What is that,
So, very good question, and if you go back 10 years ago in the world of analog, right, where you have, matrices and coax cables
right.
all over the place, to nowadays where it's Cat6, or, totally a different industry, and you're seeing that convergence happening. Where you're going from analog to digital, and you're going from your standard analog cameras into the IP world, where now you have to understand things like subnetting and routing and storage becomes critical, right? Because
right.
now it's becoming digital data, and this is the exact reason why we've developed things like this. We want to bridge the gap between the security integrators who really are not too familiar with networking and storage and best practices of IT, but at the same time, you know, we also want to talk to the IT managers who really do understand the stuff. So what we're finding ourselves in a position where we're basically talking to both, you know, security managers and IT managers together sometimes in the
same
room.
That's good. Yeah. In the same room sometimes. Yeah. That's even better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's always been a difficult challenge to get each side to understand. And each side has a very specific function and equal in value, right? Because what I find is the IT guys get all the, you know, the ones and zeros, but they don't get the people piece as much.
Exactly.
And the cops on our side, physical security, get how it all looks to HR and legal, how we put it out and put the evidence together and say, you know what, we can use it for this to prosecute or defend our company from a lawsuit and things like that. It's very interesting.
Absolutely.
Now, Hitachi's big. You guys are a big name, right? There's a lot of big spaces out there.
Yep.
How scalable is this? Can I, you know, if I got 50 people in my company and I want to jump in and say, listen, I want to be here before anybody else is. Can I afford to get into this space and use this kind of stuff?
So this particular solution, there's three models. We have a baseline, 2 megapixel cameras running at 30 frames per second. So our first model is up to 300 2 megapixel cameras running at 30 frames per second. So it's more geared towards the enterprise level.
Right.
Not to say that we are not developing something for the lower and the
sure.
mid-tier. The second solution is up to 1,000 2 megapixel cameras running 30 frames
wow.
per second.
1,000 cameras.
And the next, the third model is up to 10,000 cameras running at 30 frames per second.
Who's got 10,000 cameras? Somebody, apparently.
Yeah.
Worldwide network, if you're on a worldwide network, I suppose, right?
A worldwide network. You know, sometimes cities want to basically grab cameras from, you know, airports or other municipalities
yeah.
and bring them in-house. So that's what a system like that would do.
London has a lot of cameras. I think London has almost the most cameras in the world.
They've
had them for a long time, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. They're the leaders, definitely, to this day, I think.
Now, are we getting close to the CSI level TV stuff? If you're telling me that this can handle 10,000 cameras, I'm thinking, yeah, person of interest computer, right? That TV show. Are we getting there?
Yes, I think it's with the emergence of high quality video, right? Resolution increases and CPU and memory increases in our servers. We are starting to really get serious, I think, about analytics.
Yeah,
and I think this is what's going to drive the industry.
What I never could get my head around with the analytics on video. Let's take a Word document. In a Word document, you open up a file, the properties, you put in meta tags, keywords. I can search that thing and find it, like, right away.
Sure.
I never understood how you do that with video. I can describe the video as a stolen wallet from 7-Eleven. That's not going to help me find it with 10,000 cameras, right? So give our listeners just kind of a general sense on how they attack that task of labeling a video for retrieval, besides date and time, because I might not know what I'm looking for,
sure.
but the analytics can go through now and do things like pull out brown and brown cars and look for things like that on its own, right?
Absolutely. So basically, the processor has to be able to distinguish objects, colors. So it has to distinguish the difference between what a person looks like and what a car looks like,
right?
Things like that. And all of that is done on a fly. And in real time, right? You're doing
real time. That's what just blows my mind.
Yeah, and that blows my mind too. And I think there's still a lot of research to be done, but I think we're going to crack it. I really do.
Very good. Well, give us your name one more time.
Hey, thank you so much.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Kirill Sokolinsky.
And it's Hitachi Now. Is there a specific website for your division?
Yes. Please visit us at Hitachi Insight Group. And Video Management Platform is the product. We have three models, 150, 500, and 1,000.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Thank you so much.
That was very good.